Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, yeah, it's a Saturday morning, taking a little ride after a busy night. It was a busy night. Busy night with a lot of trades. It's almost like, I don't know how much, and first of all, good morning. Happy Saturday morning. No rain today. Well, I say that, but you should never say no rain in the area in which we live in. You should never say no rain, but it's supposed to warm. There's a slight chance of rain, nothing crazy, but I thought it was going to warm up this weekend, but it's not going to be that. But it's hot down at the Eagles, and today is the last day of the draft. 3 days of television. The NFL is the... They are the greatest, boy. They just milk the money. And they just, the television, it's a three-day TV event. It could be done in 2 days. Easily. Easily done in 2 days, but you get another day of television today. And the Eagles have 3 fourth-round picks and I believe 3 fifth-round picks and a sixth. But you know something's going to happen. You know there's going to be trades today. But the draft is obviously something. It is an amazing phenomenon. And I forget who was asking me yesterday. We were talking. He said, it's amazing. Like, it's just watching names and people go crazy over watching the draft. And which names are going to be, which players are going to be selected? There was a few things that happened or didn't happen that we should talk about today. Now, I would be surprised if Eagles fans are not happy with what's happened in the draft so far. Now, I don't know that. There might be someone out there that's not happy, and we should have gotten this guy, and why didn't they take this guy, and you know, all that. It's hard to forget some of the things that people say on the air and some of the things that WIP hosts say on the air, one of which was Jeremiah Trotter's son, and it must have been a tough 2 days for him, a really tough 2 days. Because he still hasn't been picked. He has dropped. Now, there's other players that I'm sure have dropped that we're not as aware of as Jeremiah Trotter Jr. But I'll never forget the call. Oh, the Eagles got to take him in the first round. Yeah, but he's not a first-round pick. Oh, but the Eagles have to take him in the first round. But he's not a first-round pick. As it turns out, and who knows how good Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is going to be. And I'm sure he's sitting there watching the draft with his dad. And they're looking and they're hoping. And there were a lot of linebackers taken in the third round. A lot of linebackers. And he was not taken. But he was not a first-round pick. Daniel Jeremiah had said publicly, and I know I've communicated with him, he's at best a late second or third round pick. As it turns out, he wasn't even a third round pick. There were a lot of line. It seemed to me, you know, maybe you think more than there are, but it seemed to me there were a lot of linebackers taken in the third round. A lot. I mean, there was, I guess, at least four, maybe probably more than that. And his name was not called. So now Jeremiah Trotter goes into day three, and he'll be picked. Now, where he'll be picked, you would think somewhere in the fourth round. But I know that I saw a quote from Jeremiah Trotter that the Eagles had shown interest. I don't think he wasn't low on the Eagles list, but he wasn't high. There's other players that they want. And obviously, when you look at the players that were selected, they took a corner with their first pick. They took a corner with their second pick. A corner with their second pick. You can do multiple things, inside, outside. And they took an edge right rusher, and he's listed on some charts as an outside linebacker. But in the world of the Eagles, he's an edge rusher. And an interesting name, to say the least, out of Houston Christian. But everybody knows who these players are. But the Eagles traded back. I don't think they traded back because this was the player that they wanted in the third round. They traded back. They traded back because they just didn't see a player that they liked, and somebody else wanted to trade it in. So the question today, one of the questions today, are you happy? And I can't imagine anybody is unhappy with the picks by the Eagles so far. Three picks. I mean, you don't know anything about the third round player that was taken. But are you happy with the draft? Quinyon Mitchell seems like a really, really nice guy. Not very talkative, but a very, and I've heard from the Eagles people that, you know, have obviously spent some time with him. You know, it's only been a couple of days, but that he's really, really a good guy. And by all accounts, not just the Eagles, by all accounts, he seems like he's going to be a very good player. Now, could he start in year one? I guess he could. I mean, James Bradbury, who is another good guy, but, you know, he just ran out of steam last year. I don't know if you can hope that he comes back. How many corners can they keep? But Quinyon Marshall has a chance to start. It's really hard for a rookie to start on what the Eagles are a good team. You know, I had this discussion the other night on the air. They're a good team, and everybody's a contender. But the Eagles, because the NFC is not, I don't think, that strong. I think Green Bay might be the best team in the NFC. I don't think San Francisco is, because I don't think they're going back to the Super Bowl. Just history tells you they're not going back. So are they going to have a down year? Are they going to win their division? Yeah, I would think. I mean, in that division, who's going to challenge them? But I think Green Bay is the best team in the NFC. I want to see Detroit do it again. They had a really nice year. But the Eagles, yes, are a contender. And in the NFC, I mean, Washington drafted a lot of players. Is the quarterback good enough? You always have to question whether a quarterback is going to be a success after a team drafts him. That is always a question. So I'm not ready to worry about Washington. You certainly don't worry about the Giants. They still don't have a quarterback. They still stink. And the Cowboys are always a mess. Jerry Jones, talk about an idiot. Oh, my gosh. He is just totally, totally, totally lost it. The Cowboys fans, first of all, you're idiots anyway. That's number one with Cowboys fans. And Brandon Graham last night, before he announced the Eagles pick, he threw in there, Cowboys suck. Brandon's beauty. You knew we had to get that in there. The best, though, was David Akers when he buried the Cowboys fans and the draft was in Dallas. That's what was great. But Brandon Graham threw it out there for everybody to see. He got some moans and he got some groans. But the Cowboys are a mess. You know, I don't even care what the Cowboys pick, who the Cowboys pick anymore, because they can't fix themselves. They've got a quarterback that can't win. They've got an owner who is their general manager who can't make the right decisions. The fact that they're even talking to the running back, Zeke Elliott, to bring him back shows you how pathetic they are. They are pathetic. But he made a comment. He must love it. Well, he does, not must. He loves to talk all the time. It was obviously a question about, you know, what can they do drafting at 2024? And Ben, if you have that ready, I can't go any longer without listening to Jerry Jones explain the Cowboys' situation at drafting 24. Here's Jerry Jones.
There's a very reason why we're 24th out of 32 teams draft that we get to pick a player this time, because we were the 24th best in the NFL according to the rules. And so we get to pick, everybody gets to pick before us up to 24.
Do you see what he said? They're the 24th best. No, they're in the top half based on their record. They're drafting 24th because 23 other teams had a worse record. That's why. But we're the 24th best. This is the, for you Cowboys fans, that is the guy that's running your franchise. Aren't you so lucky? Aren't you really lucky that you have Jerry Jones running the ship? It's a sinking ship. Every year it finds a way to sink. Aren't you just so glad that Jerry Jones is running your franchise? The franchise that you live for, that you die for. It's bad. It really is bad. Jalix Hunt, defensive end, outside linebacker, whatever he is, out of Houston Christian is the third pick. But your thoughts on the first two picks. How do you think the Eagles did? Quinyon Mitchell seems like, by all accounts, a good player. Cooper DeJean. Now, Iowa had a really, really, really good defense this year. A really good defense. And he's a corner that can play outside. He can play the slot. He can play inside. He can play special teams. He's, by all accounts. Now, I think he had not a terrible injury, but he had an injury last year. And maybe that's why he dropped into the second round. But the Eagles get a leg injury. Is that what it was? Yeah, he had a leg injury. So, but whatever. But I'm sure the doctors had checked him out and they're comfortable with the fact. I mean, that was Landon Dickerson. Landon Dickerson had an injury his senior year. That's why he dropped. He was not a second round pick, but he dropped to the second round because of injury. All right, we'll also talk about the Sixers. I mean, I didn't have any question they were going to win game three. No question. You know, down 0-2, obviously, it's desperation, and you've got to win. The next two games are the key games. They've got to win game four tomorrow. And then you got to win game five, because it's a good percentage of the time, the team that wins game five usually wins a series, a seven-game series. So tomorrow's game is really important. And again, they're a 4.5 point favorite. And I'm going to talk about this this ridiculous. I'm going to say this ridiculous. It's not a poll. I guess it's a poll. I don't even know it. The Insider of the Year poll at WIP. And I'm gonna have to say something about it, which I will say. All right, the question today, and it's an interesting question because I hear all the callers that are all in at the they all think they're at the genius level, and I know that there's a lot of people that think they're at that level. But the question today, the win the $100 is going to pertain to that. The $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. You're going to win it, and you're going to have to work for it. But that's all right. It's a great gift certificate. A great place to watch the games. The food is terrific. The atmosphere is really, really good. So you got everything going for you at McGurk's. Three locations, Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville. Another location to come. So, and this is an opinion, but, you know, all these questions are opinions. And I'm going to put the onus on Ben Kenny. You know, I'll have a little input on the worst callers to WIP. This is a morning to create chaos with caller-on-caller crime. This is it. It is going to be a caller-on-caller crime morning. You know, and hopefully we get some intelligent callers, and that's what we always hope for. People that are sharp to call in and, you know, make this fine radio program a fine radio program. Sometimes it's hard to get. You know, maybe I should just take intelligent callers. Am I going to have enough? I'll give you the numbers. But you know the number. You know the number. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494. Now, you got the draft. A lot to talk about there. More to come today. It's just, and I do feel bad. Jeremiah Trotter is one of the, and I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure there's others that have dropped, that really dropped. So we can talk about that, about the draft. But before we take care of business, and you got the question, it's the morning caller on caller crime. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. No problem.
Howard, I just want to touch on the Eagles draft a little bit, and you had said it earlier.
Your first question is, are you happy with what they've done so far?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Howard, that anybody could not be happy. I mean, you know,
there's going to be somebody.
Of course there is, but I mean, they're addressing needs that were obvious last season and, you know, were exploited during the season. So, I mean, give them credit. And, you know, the thing that kind of makes me I'm not quite sure what the word is, but, like, the thing that's different for me this year is, you know, the Eagles are kind of really going against the grain of what they always done. Like, you know, they paid money to a running back that they would never pay money to. First time in 20 years they drafted a cornerback in the first round. So, I mean, but these, in my opinion, are all the right moves. So I don't know how you can be upset. So,
yeah, but yeah, by the way, let me just address the running back. Yeah, they paid a running back more than you would think they pay, but they're going to use him as a receiver too. I think they justified paying him what they did because I wouldn't be shocked if he catches, has the third most receptions on this team this year. Would not shock me a little bit.
No, I don't think it would shock anybody. And, you know, just the fact that they went against the grain is, you know, is really surprising. But it's, you know, they're all awesome moves. I mean, like, you know, how can you argue with picking defensive players with your top three picks when you know that's what your need is? They didn't go out and, you know, try to,
yeah, but
you know,
they're going to tell you, here's what they – when you draft and it's just for need and you pass up the best player available, then you got – then you run into problems. So what they ended up doing, and I think most people would agree with this, they drafted for need, but that's not why they picked those players. They believe that those players were the best player available when they picked, And when they moved up for Cooper DeJean, because obviously they liked him, and they found a trade partner to move up, they drafted the best player available, and it was, and they're fortifying. You have two older corners on this football team. You don't know whether Ringo's going to be good enough. You don't know whether Rodgers, the player they signed from Indianapolis, who has been reinstated, is going to be good enough after being off for a year. So they're fortifying their secondary. And it seems like they're fortifying that secondary for years. So they did they did things to help the football team, assuming those players are who they think they are. Yes.
Well, that's always the question when you're drafting players. But, yeah, absolutely, 100%, definitely the right moves in my opinion.
Yep.
So, with that being said, do you think that leaves Bradberry as a June 1st cut?
I think there's a good chance. I mean, you're going to take a cap hit, but they always find a way. They always find a way to fit players in, and the cap hit doesn't hurt them. So I don't know how Bradberry can make this team. Now, he's probably going to sign somewhere else, and he may have a good year. But you have so many. And who knows whether they're going to take another one today in the last rounds of the draft. You have Ringo, Rodgers, and the two draft picks. You have so many. I think there's a good chance that, he's not going to be on the team this year, Bradberry.
No, I agree. And I agree. And I want to give you your props, Al, for reporting the extension of Brown. You had predicted that, like a week
ago. Well, I said talking to him. Here's what – and I'm going to play something. And this is not to criticize my son. This is to try to get it right. That's all. You know, when people speculate as it's the truth, as it's reality, that's what you gotta, I try to be right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I try to get things right. And I want to address, there was a caller yesterday, and it was Andy, who actually made some really good points. And my son kind of threw things out there that in checking were not, it was speculation that he thought was more than speculation. And I want to address that, and I will address that coming up as well. All right, so who's your worst caller? This is caller on caller crime today.
Yeah, I got to go with Lamont. I mean, he only calls when things are well, and when they're not well, you never hear from him.
Lamont that's not in town here. It's Lamont from Atlanta.
Lamont from Atlanta.
Or the Giants fan. Which
no,
one?
No, Lamont the Giants fan.
Oh, he's an idiot.
He only calls when things are going well, and there hasn't been much going well for the Giants, so we haven't heard from him.
You got it. All right. You're in. All right. Thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. You got the numbers. And there's a few things I really need to address, and I've already told you some of them. And also, the Eagles did you know, Howie Roseman, that's what he does. I mean, he tries to. They see players that they like. And he was working the phones like everybody is. I mean, he's no different than everybody else. But there were a couple of areas that they tried to trade up. And one of the players I know they tried to trade up for, and they couldn't make the trade. And there was another one that I think they tried to trade up for, but it was a position that going in they wanted. And I will address that when we come back. I'm Howard Eskin on a Saturday morning, WIP, and the time now is 8:21. WIP on a Saturday morning. Draft Saturday. We had draft Thursday, draft Friday, and draft Saturday. And there's nothing like it. You know what? I think fans could have three, and there's no draft that is in the minds of the fans as interesting and anticipated as the NFL draft. It's crazy. The NBA draft, it's okay, but it's not like the NFL draft. There's a lot of foreign players, good foreign players, but players that people don't know as much. There's not as much buildup as the NFL draft. It's just, it's all about television. It's all about television money. That's what it's all about. And there will be 18 games in a regular season. Roger Goodell, I don't know when that's going to happen, but there will be 18 games in a regular season. And he said, the preseason games are not good. No kidding. No kidding. Nobody plays. The Eagles have one home preseason game, which, as far as I'm concerned, fine by me. And it's just at home, one preseason game. That's fine by me. It's just the less preseason, and there'll be two preseason games, and there'll be 18-game regular season. And they've already got it figured out. And you're going to have the Super Bowl on President's Weekend. So you have Monday off already. So when you go to the Super Bowl or watch the Super Bowl, you can relax the next day after a long day watching the Super Bowl because it's a holiday. I mean, it's their master plan. And who knows where else they're going to play in the world. I mean, Brazil is unnecessary, but it's about money. It is about money. And it's international dollars. You think the people in Brazil really care about watching a football game? No, it's the people outside of this country that care about watching a football game. All right, I'm gonna go back to the phones, and then I am going to address what the Eagles tried to do in the first round trading up. That's not to say that they didn't want Kenyon Mitchell. They did, but they weren't sure that he was going to be there. When they picked at 22, you know, midway through the first round. All right, let's go to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Humble Howard, how you doing today, man?
Good. I've never had a bad day in my life.
You're right when you say it's all about the money.
It's all about what? What'd you say? You're cutting out. Oh, okay. Dennis, are you there?
Is any better, Howard?
Yes, it is better.
Okay. So the NFL draft is it's TV, right? It's about the money. And playing in Brazil and Europe, I mean, in England, all
yeah,
about
but
the money.
That's what the NFL is. But the people suck it up so they can do it. So it's just, hey, nobody's complaining right now.
And the couple things on the Sixers.
Sure.
You know, the Sixers had to win, as you said, game three.
Absolutely.
And you're right. And you're right about game five is statistically the most pivotal game in a series.
Yep.
And
that's
game
exactly
five,
right. Teams that win game five win, I think it's like 60 some percent of the time, the series.
Yeah, 5%. If before the playoffs started, if I said to you, if the Sixers beat the Knicks and get to round two, I would consider it a successful playoff season. What would you say?
Well, in the eyes of most people, I would say they would say no.
Right. Well, your son felt that if they got past round one, that it was a successful season in the playoffs.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that, because you can't just say because of where they ended up and they were a play-in and they did. No, it's not successful, because it's another year where they didn't go very far in the playoffs. So now that is not successful. I mean, I'm not going to build in an excuse for them. Absolutely.
If they don't get to the conference championship, at least it's not. Because
it's not a successful season if they don't get past the second round, because it's the same thing as previous seasons. And the second round is not this round. It's the next round, because the play-in is not the playoffs.
And Andre Iguodala was a Sixer. He played most of his career on the West Coast. Good basketball player. Maybe even a very good basketball player.
Yes, he is.
But he's made one NBA All-Star team as a reserve, and he's made the All-Defensive team only twice. Now, I'm going to ask you a double question. Will he or should he get into the NBA Hall of Fame?
No, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. I think he's an excellent player. People have relaxed what should be higher standards to get into all Hall of Fames, not just the NBA, all Hall of Fames.
Yeah, but the NBA might be the easiest, not counting.
Yeah, I don't think Chase, with the Baseball Hall of Fame is now letting people in. I think Jimmy Rollins is more a Hall of Famer, and I don't think he is. Than Chase Utley, yet it's not even close in the percentage of votes. I do not think Chase Utley is a Hall of Famer, yet it's going to increase every year. I don't think Scott Rolen is a Hall of Famer, and he made the Hall of Fame.
And he's better than both of the guys you just mentioned, and he should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Nope.
To me and you, we grew up in the late 50s,
but
60s.
You know that.
Not
it's just people.
Hall of Fame.
Fall in love with certain players for other reasons. All right, before I run out of time, you wanted to make an Eagles point as well, right?
Yeah, the Eagles had to go defense. They've got more than enough talent on offense, and the defense, picking three defensive players, was the way to go. I mean,
but they had to pick players that they thought were the best players at that time in the draft.
And they
feel that they did. Yes, they feel that they did. So that's okay. That's good. That's good.
What's your question today about callers?
Yeah, okay. My question today for the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's, the worst callers on WIP. So this is caller on caller crime today.
Is there a bigger nincompoop than Mad Mike?
Well, I'll put you in. I don't know. It's going to be a tough choice, because there's so many idiots.
He's the top one.
Okay. Mike is in. Okay. The worst caller. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Tom in Wildwood. Tom, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard.
Morning.
Hey, I think with the Eagles draft, it's not like sexy, like we're getting a new quarterback or receiver, but if you're really a fan of football, you should be jumping up and down and like getting excited. I mean, I looked at that and I said, this could be another Leo Shepard and Sheldon Brown we're looking at, potentially.
Yeah, and both really, really good players. Yes.
Yeah. And I just, there's just some drafts where you're not getting the hot player, the player with, like, the big personality, but you're making a good decision. I mean, there's just some franchises where I look at their draft, like Atlanta, and I'm like, are you just kind of knowing you're not going anywhere and you're like just trying to sell jerseys or something?
Atlanta, you just wonder what they did. They just signed a quarterback, big money, and they just drafted one. I think they moved up. They ended up moving up to get him. It's nuts. That's why the NFC is open for the Eagles. It really is. And again, they've got to improve areas of the defense, okay, and they think they have. And the quarterback has to get better. He has to get better. And he knows that, and the team knows that. So, and they have a lot of people on offense. So to help him, obviously they got to fill a hole on the offensive line, and nobody's going to be able to replace Kelce, but I mean, they think they're on their way.
I think asking to replace Kelce is like asking to replace Concrete Charlie or something.
Yeah, you can't do it. You can't do it.
Yeah.
All right, so who's...
And,
go ahead.
Oh, go on.
No, I think you had one other thing to drop in there.
Oh, I wanted to mention about the Sixers how I feel like the personnel is better. I think there's just more depth to the team. But I went to that Magic game, and I've been watching them just rebounding offensively and defensively. Like, we're one of the tallest player-by-player, like, teams. I'm just like, why aren't we getting rebounds? But I do want to say, I don't know if the Maxi flu game or Embiid's 50-point game, like, it seems like the players are kind of sparked up versus kind of like the play-in and the last three games of the season.
You need more than two players. You need more than two players. I mean, the bench is okay. Buddy Hield has turned out to be a stiff. It's just, he can't even really get minutes on the floor. Turned out to be a stiff. That great trade by Daryl Morey. But hey, the Knicks play hard. It's not going to be an easy game tomorrow. All right. So who's your worst caller?
Not sure if she still calls, but I remember listening to Cataldi and Marissa from Tokyo. Just, I didn't really think she brought any good takes. And
yeah, but she's not a bad caller. Yeah, she's not a bad caller. But I'll put you in the mix. All right. Hey, Tom, have a great day. 215-592-9494. I want to get to things that that are not correct. And this is not a criticism. This is just to try to lay out the facts and nothing but the facts. When it came up yesterday, it came up by all people. Crazy that Andy is the one that started the conversation, and it generated some misinformation. So misinformation on speculation, and I want to address it. And it was on the afternoon show, and it's not a criticism of my son. It's just to kind of try to lay it out straight. And I do, again, I want to address what the Eagles tried to do. It doesn't make any difference what they tried to do because they got a really good player at 22. But I'm going to address that when we come back. 215-592-9494. The time now is 8:39. WIP. You know, I was just looking at the donation page for the Eagles Autism Challenge, the link that goes to my page. And it's May 18th, so it's getting closer all the time. And last week I said when people made donations, I would give them a shout out. So I look on there, and I didn't even realize this. Al Morgani made a donation on my page. I saw Al. We have the same dentist, and we happen to have appointments the same morning, the other morning, Thursday morning. And I don't know if he felt good as he walked out of the dentist office, whatever it was. I just saw a donation from Al. But the link's up on my Twitter, if anybody would be kind enough to, whatever it is, whatever amount, and I'll give you a shout out this morning. But it's May 18th, and it is coming up. You heard Jason Kelce talking about it. He will be there, as I think almost all the Eagles will be there. Bike ride, the walk, the run, the whole deal on May 18th, and it starts at the link. All right, before I'm going to take a call, and then I got to get to what my son said yesterday. So let me go back to the phones, and up next is Steve in Old City. Steve, you're on WIP. Steve? Okay, Steve didn't hang on. All right, let's make this quick. Lamont,
yeah,
who is a Cowboy fan. Yeah.
Good morning, Howard.
Yeah, you're not a Cowboy fan. You're a Giants fan, right? You're a Giants fan.
I told you this last year, and I'm telling you this year again. I don't know why they keep putting you out as the front man for the Eagles. Every year you try to sell this team. I don't know why. You know they're going to be bad.
I do?
Are you kidding me? Howie Roseman didn't have a good pick there.
How do you know that?
He's trying to sell it to the people now. It's unbelievable what
they're
doing.
How do you know that?
He did. That guy ain't no good guy, man. Come on, Howard.
Have you seen him play one down? I asked you a question. Have you seen him play one down?
Yeah, I saw him play Howard. He played. Well, yeah,
you watch Toledo? Where the hell are you going to see a Toledo game?
Hey, Howard, you watch games. If you watch college games late at night, you'll watch a Toledo game. Trust me. You'll see it, Howard.
You're watching Toledo. You're an idiot.
If you're a gambler, you see that type of stuff, Howard. That guy.
You're betting
good,
on Toledo.
You know?
You're betting on Toledo. Okay.
Some people do, Howard.
Hey, Lamont. You are going to reestablish yourself
as one of the worst callers. The Cowboys will be in the championship and win the NFC this year. And I'm guaranteeing you Jerry Jones be smiling this year. I'm guaranteeing this to you.
Yes. You want to put it? Okay. I'll tell you what. For charity, you pick the denomination, and I need you to put the money up, and it has to sit with somebody in escrow. For charity.
Okay, we'll put it in escrow. Hey, Howard, let me tell you something. Howie Roseman is fooling y'all again.
Hey,
they need to get rid of him.
This is the most important question I have for you. Tell me if this sounds like I'm hanging up on you. See you later. All right. Oh, my gosh. See, that might be unfair because that might make him the worst caller just because he is the worst caller. He's one of the worst. This is caller on caller crime morning. Bob, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm great.
Well, I want to talk about the Eagles draft day today, too, as well. And then I want to say one more thing about LeBron James and his son. So I wanted to get your take on that.
LeFraud James.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not a big fan either. But on the Eagles, love their picks, really do. I'm very, very excited. I'm hopeful. I love the demeanor of the gentleman who was picked first, and the other guy, fantastic. My question is,
I watched them last night on their conference call. I was
exactly.
On the conference call,
they just seem like good people too.
Yes.
And and Andy Reid got his speedster, his Tyreek Hill replacement. So we'll see what happens. I was kind of predicting that, but.
As long as they have the quarterback, you know they're always in the mix. I can't believe they're going to go back to a Super Bowl, but we'll see what happens.
Exactly. Well, my question is this. Where do you think they're going to go today, and do you think they're going to go O-line, or what's your thoughts, and what are you hearing? Because you're kind of in the inside.
I still think they know they need an offensive lineman, but you got to find somebody that you think is good enough. You just can't take the position to take the position. You got to make sure that – and offensive line – was a strong area for this draft. But there's been a lot of them taken. So you're taking a chance. But whenever you get to the fourth round, you're taking a chance. But when you look in the past, I mean, Jason Kelce, what was he, a fifth or sixth round pick? So it's you never know. You never know what's going to happen. But,
and Mulata was what, like a seventh? So you got
Mulata wasn't a football player. He was a rugby player.
I know, that's
player.
Even a bigger gamble. So, But here's – I'm hearing this, and I can't believe it. And I can and I can't. LeFraud James and his son. I hear his son's going to get drafted. And the team that's going to maybe get him or draft him a free agent, the only reason is to get James to sign with that team. That would
Why would you want – you're not going to win with LeFraud James. You're not going to win.
Exactly. Plus, you're taking away a roster spot from a guy that would probably make the team just to pacify
his son
James.
Is not –
He's
good
not
enough to
player.
Be an NBA player. He's just
but
not good enough.
Stupid
good
team
enough.
Will do that, and I'm in agreement. That would be
it's going to be a bad team. It's going to be
and
a bad team. It's a joke.
Got to step in and say something.
Because when he doesn't play, here's the issue. When his son doesn't play, LeFraud is going to complain, and it's not going to be a good situation. And he's not good enough to start on his team at USC.
Exactly,
I mean, it's a joke.
If I'm a player on that team, I'm complaining, or they keep their mouth shut in their sheets because they're afraid of him.
The whole thing is, the sooner LeFraud James goes away, everybody will be better off. Everybody will be better off.
Well,
right, who's your worst caller?
This is the lowest of the lowest. He's lower than Lamont. I hate this guy. He's arrogant. I want to see him admit that he's wrong. Captain Cowboy.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him in a while. He's a bad one. You're right. All right, you're in. All right, thanks for the call. There was, and I want to address it only because I want to try to straighten it out. When The Eagles signed A.J. Brown to a monster contract, a three-year extension. It's like, what, $32 million a year? It's a lot of money. And it's 3 years above that. I think he's got 2 years left. So they made a decision to keep him. If he was a problem, do you think they would have spent all that money? And he's not. But here was a call, and I just want to address this. And I didn't want to call up. I didn't want to get into a debate with my son. And of all people, Andy brings it up. I'm just going to play the call, and then I'm going to address it. It's not a criticism. It's trying to clarify what are incorrect thoughts. All right, let's hear it.
I mean, you heard so much drama in the offseason that was all fabricated, you know, whether it was fraction in the locker room, AJ's not cool with Cameron anymore, all this other things. I mean, I think, you know, that was this awful gazy. You know, maybe AJ doing all these things, you know, like in Patriots, maybe this was just all a play by AJ to get the contract. Like, I don't think AJ was ever going anywhere. I mean, you had Dan Graziano. This guy gets paid. Yesterday before the draft, he's saying, oh, don't be surprised. The Eagles get a wide receiver in the first round. I mean, it just blows my mind, some of the crap that comes.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Out of these people's mouths.
Well,
I don't know how you guys feel about that.
First of all, I don't think, I truly don't believe that the AJ stuff is fabricated. If you're saying it's fabricated, you're saying people are making it up. I just don't think it's true. I don't think that people are making it up. When reports like that consistently happen in different places, especially nationally, it means they are being told things from within the Eagles. That, and I'm not accusing anyone of leaking anything, but they had ample op- both Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown have had ample opportunity to say, this is not true, we are good, and nobody has said that. So that's the first thing. And the second thing, as far as, you know, Dan Graziano, whoever, reporting something, it's entirely possible that the Eagles wanted it out there that they were thinking of trading up for a receiver as a negotiation tactic with A.J. Brown. Like, you know, this comes from both sides. A.J. Brown could be trying to manipulate his way into a contract by following Patriots and leaking rumors, da-da-da-da-da, to get a contract. But on their side, they need to manage the public opinion and manage messaging that way as well. So, look, all's well that ends well.
All right. Let me address this. My son said he doesn't believe it's fabricated. 99% of it is fabricated. But that's what the world is. That's what social media is. That's what sports talk radio is. It is fabricated. Can AJ be a little bit of a tough guy when he doesn't get the ball when he's open? Yeah. And he reacts differently. But he and Jalen Hurts have zero problem. Zero. Now, during the emotion of the game, do you see things come up? Yeah. Okay. And the belief that because somebody reports it nationally that it's true is wrong. In today's world, for the Eagles to take a wide receiver in the first round was the most ridiculous thing, and it has nothing to do with that contract was already at the 2 yard line. Actually, they announced it, or they didn't announce it, but it came out before the draft even started. It was at the two. It was already about to score. So it had nothing to do with putting out rumors. Just because guys on national television need content. They're sitting there for hours and hours and hours, and they got to pump out because that's what they're asked to do. Hey, listen, you know, you got to put something out there, and they're told that, and they put out things that are just in many cases complete nonsense. Now, the other thing that was mentioned, you know, if there was not a problem, neither Jalen Hurts or A.J. Brown said anything. Well, that's incorrect. And Ike, should have said something, because A.J. Brown called in to WIP in the afternoon, and that was one of the questions, and I'm almost positive it was addressed. So he said, no, there's no problem. Now, whether you want to believe him or not, is you can decide that for yourself. However, it's just, he did say something. That it was not the problem with, and I know, I'm telling you, it's, you know, I'm trying to track down all this, and I'll call it a lot of nonsense that goes on, and I do the best I can, and I'm tired of hearing, well, they just tell you what you want to hear, or it's all nonsense. I try to get down to it, and I try to get the truth. And there is no problem. A.J. Brown, you know, all things that I've heard, he's a really good guy. He buys his teammates dinner. He takes them out for the bowling and all these other things that they take him to. And he does everything for his teammates. Now, he can be a little bit tough during a game because he's so emotional. But that doesn't mean that's an issue. The issue, now, not everybody loves everybody, but it's so minute. And I'll tell you this. If there is a player that creates a problem with Jalen Hurts, I can tell you right now he won't be on the team next year. I'm telling you right now. And it's not A.J. Brown. Not even close. All right? So I just wanted to address it. It's not a criticism. It's just to kind of clarify the nonsense that goes on WIP. And it is nonsense sometimes. And it's not, it's just everybody talks about it and puts it out there, but Andy made a good point. It's just like there's nothing wrong with A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. Okay? We'll be right back. The time now is 8:57. All right, it's hour number two, and I'm thinking about this, and I know somebody's going to call up the afternoon show and tell my son, oh, your father was ripping you. No, it's not a criticism. It's a clarification. And I just wanted people, well, if it's said, it must be real. No, that's not, you can't, so many things that are said that aren't real. With that being the case, the GM of the Colts, Chris Ballard, who by all accounts people think is a very good general manager. And obviously there were some bad things said about the wide receiver out of Texas that they selected. So he went off on people. They selected A.D. Mitchell. I don't know how to pronounce his first name, the wide receiver out of Texas, in the second round. And his comment is, I read some of the bull crap, and I obviously that's not what he said. Unnamed sources, bad interview. That's such bull crap. I mean, it bleeping is. And again, I'm replacing the words that he used. Like, put your name on it. Now, not a lot of people are going to do that. So he was mad that he selected a player that people probably unfairly criticized. And that's what the world is. It's not about being right. It's just about having content and creating a stir. And I understand it. I understand the world's different. I understand the media is different. Social media has changed so many things, not in many cases for the good, but let's try if we're going to have energy about a subject, let's try to have energy with something that at least has been checked, sorted out, and not just believe things that people say. It's just not fair. It's just not fair to the players, to the people. But whatever the case may be, life is not fair sometimes. And I understand. Hey, listen, I try to be right. I don't know that I'm right all the time. I have strong opinions. People are going to disagree. But I base them on things of people that I've spoken to in that area of expertise. That's all. So we're talking about the draft. And the draft, I don't know that anybody anybody can complain about the draft. Now, I haven't heard anybody yet, and we'll see. And then the question today, because it's caller on caller crime day, the worst caller to win the $100 gift certificate, because with the draft, people are all experts, and that's fine. You think you're Jeremiah Trotter Jr., and I feel bad for the guy. He had to sit through 2 days and obviously unexpectedly did not get selected. And people had him drafted in the first round by the Eagles. I don't know that the Eagles had really a lot of interest. Good genes. Trotter's a great guy. But I don't know what everybody has said about him is true. And it's just, there's obviously to drop out of the first 2 days. And I hope he gets drafted today, because it's I'm sure it's really tough sitting there waiting. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Josh. Josh, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard.
Hi.
It is an honor and pleasure to be talking to you. It's my first time calling on your show, and you are an absolute legend.
You know what? Let's make sure we use legend in the right terminology. You know what? Troy Aikman always introduces me. When he introduces me to people, say, "Oh, this is Howard Eskin. He's a legend." I says, "Troy, that's fine. You know, I'm just like everybody else. I'm iconic because I've done a lot of things." But
of course.
But you know, legendary. You got to have reasons to be legendary, and obviously there's
people. And you do have reasons to be legendary, Howard. Yeah. You know, a lot of people in Philly, they say they're talking about Howie, and I go, "Oh, Howard Eskin, the biggest legend in the city of Philadelphia. Oh, my gosh, there he is." Yeah, everyone's talking about Howie Roseman. They forget about Eskin. Howard.
I try to do the best I can, and hopefully, and it's been productive over the years. So,
Of course. But I just want to go through, my thoughts about the draft. I think Cooper Shaun is the best player I've ever seen. Howard, you're dope.
Wait, you think he's the best player, you mean, at his position that you've ever seen? Oh. He likes Cooper DeJean. Wow. That is saying something. The best player, well, at his position? That's crazy. That is crazy. By the way, oh, wow, this is really nice. I mentioned people can make donations to the autism, and I've had three people. Todd Saylor, and again, it's not the amount of the donation. Joseph Brennan. Joseph's comment was, try to teach those nitwits at WIP how to report facts. I can't do it. It's lost. But whatever. But Joseph, thanks for your donation. And Chuck McQuilkin, I think I pronounced your name correctly. Chuck, thanks for your donation this morning. The link is on my Twitter. Hey, it's coming up. It's getting closer. May 18th. And by the way, this week, I'm going to put up some really, really nice items for bid. One of those would be a Mike Trout, and Mike sent it to me last week. Game used jersey, got the dirt. I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it next week. And I already have a reserve on it. It is a major, 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 major item. And then there's another item that's going to be more affordable for people, too. Just, again, I'm just trying to raise money, and it's just trying to do the best I can. All right, let's go back to the phones. And up next is who is that? Josh, what's that? Cowboy Jim is next. Oh my gosh, do we have to waste our time? Yeah,
it's time for 60 seconds of Cowboy talk with Cowboy Jim. First of all, we had great picks. We got an offensive lineman, we got a linebacker. Now, I'm not saying this linebacker is another Sean Lee, like some people say. But we're filling it in. We also need to get a running back, and we need another wide receiver, and we're good as gold.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, good as gold.
Did you like what Jerry said the other day? Did you like his analogy of being the 24th pick?
Well, listen, you know, he'd make a great candidate to be another president. So, you know,
Did you like his analogy saying we're the 24th best team? That's
he
why we're
picking slipped 24th. Up a little bit. We all slip up.
He slips up all the time.
Come on.
To have him make decisions for a football team. You know, one time I think he really knew the game. He drove Jimmy Johnson out of there because he tried to think he knew it too much. And Jimmy Johnson was the downfall of that team. When he drove Jimmy Johnson out of there by being who he is, that set the Cowboys back. By the way, the last time the Cowboys were in a Super Bowl was what year?
I'm not moving on to that. That's not why I'm calling about. I just want to say we made some great picks.
You're trying to tell me you're a Cowboy fan. You're an idiot, a dope, and a moron. And I can't believe somebody hasn't suggested you as the worst caller yet.
No, because I'm a good caller. I'm a really good caller. That's why no one's picking me. So there. So let's go on to the Sixers. And let's do this. I don't want to say their name, Spike. But, again, the Sixers win one game, and all of a sudden Joel Embiid is a hero. He's a tough guy. Even Chuck from Mount Airy is saying now he loves Embiid. It was one game that he won, okay? Now it's the excuses. It's been his injuries. It's been somebody else's fault. Okay, come on, give me a break. And comparing him to Willis Reed, I'm sure Embiid would have just gone up just fine against Chamberlain.
Compared him to Willis Reed?
Oh, it was some article in the Enquirer, rag magazine.
Willis Reed, yeah. Can't compare.
Okay, come on, give me a break on that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
All right, and then another thing is, a few weeks back you said the worst uniforms. Okay, the San Diego Padres last night had to have been the worst uniforms I have ever seen in all of Major League Baseball.
Is that the colors like green and pink or something like that?
It was all, I don't know what that was going on.
You know, I was at the Eagles, so I was watching the draft, and I didn't watch the Phillies game. You know, the Phillies are lost in the shuffle this weekend, and I understand why. They can only score hitting home runs, and they did last night. But I'll take a look at I think they're like pink and green. It's something.
This is the worst
idea that Major League Baseball has come up with, these City Connect uniforms. They don't connect anything to the city. Zero.
It looks like a beer can or a high energy drink. I don't get it. And I do see some people wearing it, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't think the Phillies are going to sell a lot of their jerseys either. Hey, I love the colors. Blue and gold are great colors together, but not for the Phillies. And it has nothing to do with the city. Zero.
Nothing to do with it.
Zero. I know.
All right. Well, once again, I am the best caller. That's why no one's picking me. But as for the worst caller, it's Bam. Brings nothing, says nothing. Have a good day, King.
See you later. Oh, my gosh. All right. Let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on WIP.
Morning, King.
Yes. Morning.
King, this hasn't been addressed yet. But the three games with the Knicks and the Sixers, King, that looked like the Royal Rumble. Guys were flying all over the place. I mean, Embiid must have been down six times.
Yeah, he can't grab a guy and try to tackle him. Hey, listen, 50 points is 50 points.
Else.
You can't say anything negative about that, but you can't just try to tackle a guy. You know, if it wasn't Joel Embiid and it wasn't a playoff game, that player would have probably been thrown out of the game.
Sure.
Yeah,
that was one of them.
You can't do that. You just can't do that.
Which unbelievable. The Knicks outscored the Sixers 8-0 in less than 30 seconds. How did that happen?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Sixers were outscored in three of the four quarters. Now, that one quarter, they blew them away. But you got to be more consistent in the game. Game five is usually the most important, but they've got to win the next two games if they're going to win the series. They really do.
But, King, 8-0 in 30 seconds?
Yeah, well.
That's hard to do.
That's because that game was 8-0, multiple mistakes, and the coach made one too. You got to call a timeout after the Brunson three-pointer. And then you take it out at half court, and you have the whole court. And he just gives you hindsight. Well, you're the coach. You shouldn't have to look at hindsight. Yeah, and then they didn't get a rebound, and then they turned the ball over. It's just, yeah, but that game's gone. They won the last game, so they got to worry about game four. Yep.
Now, as far as the worst call, it's a Cowboy game. He calls you, and he starts off by calling you a buffoon, an idiot, and a moron.
Yeah, he's already been said. That's Captain Cowboy. Captain Cowboy is probably, he's right up there. Okay. All these callers are falling. We're not hanging up on these callers. Are dropping off. It must be bad air out there. I don't know. All right, let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on WIP. Or Clay. That was Scott, I guess. Clay, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. How are you this morning?
Good. How's Kansas City?
It's really nice. We dodged some really nasty stuff yesterday here in Kansas City, but there was some nasty weather around us. We're okay. Yeah. So.
It's crazy. The weather's crazy all over the country. All over the country.
Yeah. It's been a little rough. But, yep. Howard, on the AJ, listen, I listen a lot. And on the AJ thing, listen, Philadelphia fans are the most – I'm a Midwest guy, right? But Philadelphia fans are the most passionate fans out there. And I do think that sometimes – we, and I'm going to throw we in there because I've kind of become a Sixers fan because of the KU guys on the Sixers, Oubre and Embiid. I think we just obsess about these players, and it's not good. You know, you want to talk about a locker room issue? Look at what the Bills did. They unloaded Stephon Diggs for, like, they're in a Super Bowl window, and they unloaded Stephon Diggs. I'm not trying to compare AJ to that, but I'm just saying, like, I think the Eagles sent a really good message here to AJ, the media, which needed to hear this, especially. Well, I like
here,
your son.
Here was one of the issues. People talk about, you know, last week about AJ Brown possibly being traded, and I had checked, and they had zero interest in trading AJ Brown. And then I mentioned that they were working on a new contract. So they obviously had zero interest. But then people still go out there and throw that out there, and they're trading him for the Patriots for the third pick. It was such BS, such garbage, such nonsense. And then that was nonsense.
Yeah.
And then my son on the afternoon show, the Eskin in the afternoon, you know, assumed, because people are reporting, and again, I'm not criticizing them, I'm just trying to clarify this. Assume because people on ESPN, which are a bunch of bobbleheads, and a bunch of people just looking to throw out content, they put things out there that in a lot of cases are just ridiculous. And they just put it out there because they have to put something out there. And
it's just not right,
you know. And to assume that somebody must have told them that something. No, nobody told them anything. That's not the way the world works anymore in media. I mean, we're considering social media media. It's not social, and it's not media. It's just, and because people say things, doesn't mean there's where there's smoke, there's fire. Listen, I'm not perfect. Yeah. But I'm trying to clarify and get things correct. And A.J. Brown is not a problem, especially with Jalen Hurts. You know, not everybody loves everybody. If there was a problem with Jalen Hurts, I'm going to tell you, and I think they will get rid of that player. I'm telling you right now.
I agree there, Howard. Okay. A couple other things. I love what we've done so far. Man, I really want Terod Jr., though. Really want the kid. They got to address linebacker.
You want
the,
who?
And I'll listen to the rest of the air power. Real quick.
Who do you want? You want Trotter?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Here's what I don't know. Here's what I don't know. People have said, and I trust Daniel Jeremiah. From what I understand, he's a little undersized. And that could be an issue. And there's a reason he didn't get drafted in the first 2 days, and he's now sliding into the fourth round. So I don't know. From what I understand, that there's not strong interest by the Eagles. That doesn't mean there's not a lot of other teams that now today, starting with round four, there won't be, that there aren't a lot of teams that are interested in Jeremiah Trotter Jr. So, but I don't think it's the Eagles. It's just, you know,
I hear you, Howard. We have three fourth-round picks here. I looked this morning.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily, the way they're going to play defense, that edge rusher that they drafted, they believe, I mean, that's basically a linebacker. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, the edge rushers they have, basically, they're going to, Vic Fangio, I'm sure, is going to do something with them in a lot of 3-4 defense. So,
right.
So we'll see what happens. All right, give me your worst caller.
Oh, it's Cowboy Jim, because he's so pompous. Like, he just called in and he acts like he knows what he's talking about. When they broke down Tyler Guyton's tape, the first thing they started talking about was his negatives. I'm like, really? You're going to start with his negatives? Like, he's got bad hand placement. Hey. He's not got the best footwork. I mean,
in the words of many, including Brandon Graham, yesterday at the draft, the Cowboys suck.
They do.
And they suck on and off the field. Hey, Clay, have a great day. Thanks for the call. 215-592-9494. You know, I still haven't got that. First thing coming back, I'm going to talk about what the Eagles were trying to do. Now, and I just want to make it clear, they were trying to talk to a couple of teams to move up, not because they don't like Quinyon Mitchell. But they didn't think he was going to be there, and they were looking at something else. So I'll talk about that when we come back. The time now is 9:22. WIP, and just to let people know, next Saturday, when I come on the air, I will be a doctor. I am still the king. So King PhD is a nice moniker. But next Friday, May 3rd, I am the commencement speaker at Goldie Beacom College for the class of 2024 in Wilmington, Delaware. And I will be given a diploma as an honorary doctor, an honorary doctorate, media communications from Goldie Beacom College. So next Saturday, if you didn't have enough respect now, you should have more respect. I'm kidding. I will be a doctor, though. It'll be a great, great, great moment for me in my life. With all the awards, you know, awards aren't what you... It's like when players say, you don't play for awards. You play to do the best you can and to win. And I think I've won in a lot of areas in my career, like 5 Hall of Fames. That's not what's important. What's important is you do the best job you can. You work hard to do it. That's all. But I will be a doctor come next Saturday on WIP. So call me what you want. Taking care of some business here. Some more people kind enough to make donations to the Eagles Autism for the Autism Challenge. Since the last time that I mentioned people that have given today, give them a shout out. Michael Taso. And thank you for the comment of great work. And then Don DeLash, I assume is how you pronounce it. Thanks for what you do. Thank you, Don, for the donation. And it's May 18th. I'll have some really nice items coming up. One being a Mike Trout. Dirty, I told him, don't wash it. it is clearly, and he got it authenticated, too. It was from the Tampa series. But now it's going to be, all right, so let me address, and other than doctor and other than Eagles autism, the Eagles did try to trade up, and they do it every year. They try. They tried to move up to 12 with Denver, but Denver, obviously, Sean Payton obviously wanted Bo Nix. And from what I was told, and what I had heard, they tried to move up to get the offensive lineman out of Oregon State, Fuaga, at 12. And he was taken at 14. So they knew what they were doing to move up because they knew what teams want certain players. Now, I know they really tried to move up there. But Sean Payton, obviously, it wasn't nearly enough, and Sean Payton wanted Bo Nix. Then I also understand they tried to then go in at 16. That was the last, you know, after that, they knew they were going to get somebody that they wanted to get, I believe, to get Arius Mims, the offensive lineman, out of Georgia. And obviously, you know how they love Georgia. And I think he was taken at 18. So they knew what they were doing. And then after that, once they couldn't do that, they knew they were probably going to get a player they wanted. And that doesn't take away anything from Kenyon Mitchell, who they really like. And I just don't think they expected him to be there. And certain things happen, and certain teams need other needs, and certain teams have different ideas about players, but they really like, and he seems like a really great guy, and I've heard so many good things about him. And even though he didn't play against the greatest competition, he still can play. And they drafted also the special teams, and a caller who's been a great caller from the West Coast, a great listener from the West Coast, makes an important rule that the special teams figure into this a little bit too, because Cooper DeJean can do things on special teams, and he can play inside, outside. So they know, the Eagles do know what they're doing, and I don't know that anybody can really complain. And if you're an Eagles fan, you can't complain about what they did. All right, Ben, who's up here first? Is that Dennis? Oh, Dan, I'm sorry. Dan, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I've never had a bad day in my life, Dan.
Okay, well, before I get to my bad caller, one thing you say concerns me a little bit about Jalen Hurts. Like, if there's a player that doesn't get along with Jalen, he's gone. And that strikes me.
I think that, let's put it this way. And if they can't straighten it out, and not everybody on any team, not everybody gets along with everybody.
Yeah.
But that's not, but I want to make this clear. That is not the reason that the Eagles fell apart at the end of the year. They fell apart because the quarterback didn't play as well, but more so their defense was, nobody tackled anybody. It was a joke.
It was a train
wreck.
Defense
was really, really bad. It had nothing to do with things in the locker room. But my point is, I think the good players, if there's an issue, it can be straightened out quickly if it's a good player. Mm-hmm. But, it's not a big deal. But, and I don't know that there are anything close to a major issue with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has to take responsibility. And I think this year he will take more responsibility. He works hard, so you can't fault that.
No.
Kind of a different guy and kind of a quiet guy, and he's not very outspoken. But from what I understand, he's working on that too.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got to be better at looking and reading what's out there on the defense.
Yeah, I'm not sold on his I know he's a competitor, but I'm not
very much
sold.
So.
I just don't think he has that Michael Jordan.
Yeah, but who has Michael Jordan?
Not many.
I don't think there's anybody. I don't think there's anybody. Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan. So you got to take him out of the mix. But
maybe Bronny.
There's no question. Anybody that says, "Oh, I want to win." Well, that's when you play the game. It's a stupid comment. Obviously, you want to win. If you don't want to win, don't even show up. But he's got to do some things. And from what I have heard, Kelce would try to make the reads at the line of scrimmage, and Jalen didn't always follow those things that he tried. Because when he gets up and he points and he yells out things, he's trying to tell him what's there on defense, and Jalen didn't always recognize that when Kelce tried to tell him about that. And that's what the center did. That's why Kelce was so great. Not good, but great. But he's got to get better. We know that. We know that. Everybody knows that. The Eagles know that. And Jalen Hurts knows that. He knows that. And he's going to work hard to do that. Now, again, he's got to do it, and that's important. But the thing with A.J. Brown was it's so ridiculous. They get along great. A.J., and I've heard more and more good things, reliable, good comments about good things, how good a teammate A.J. Brown is. Now, on the field, he's intense, he's open, and he gets angry, and I've seen it when I've been down there. He gets angry when he doesn't get the ball and he was open. But that's just the emotion of the game. That doesn't mean he doesn't like Jalen Hurts. And it's so far from the truth. And just because somebody says it on social media and somebody, that one of those bobbleheads on ESPN say it, doesn't mean it's right. And that's what's wrong about doing those kind of things.
But, no, of course.
Again, I'm just trying to sort it all out. And if there's something bad there, I'm gonna tell you there's something bad there. And believe me, I get some heat about that too. But that's I can't change trying to do the right thing by telling people the accurate stuff. I mean, it's I just try. That's all. I'm just trying.
Okay. Now, as far as the worst caller goes,
yep,
I'm a few years younger than you, but I'm a fellow Northeast Viking.
Okay, right? Northeast High School. Yep.
Yeah, on a nearby city street. But has to be heard from the Northeast. I mean, there are some stories that radio stations say you pull into your driveway, but you don't turn your car off just because it's a great story. And then there's Herb, where you're driving down the highway and you say, I can't listen to this anymore. You know,
Herb is bad.
Yeah, the fact that he claims the Northeast, just like, oh God, we're all being dragged into the mud with him, you know. But anyway, that's all I got, Howard.
Hey, Herb's a good one. Herb's a good one. All right.
Have a good day.
Thanks for the call. Ben Kenny's back at the studio. Ben, I kind of lost my place here. Who's the next caller? Dennis. Okay. Now I'm back on track. All right, Dennis, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard, big fan.
Thank you.
Long-time listener. You're a legend and an icon, okay? So don't even, worry about that, all right?
You know what? We got to use legend in the proper terminology. But whatever. Hey, listen, I'm a king. You said it. I was a legend, an icon, and I'll be a doctor next Saturday.
How about this? Dr. Howard Eskin King. Is that too?
No, it's too long. It's just King, okay. PhD. Kind of all explains right. It all, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Hey,
so I love what Howie did. I think he did a great job.
I mean, how can you not really like what he did so far in the draft? I don't agree with everything Howie does, but he's really done a good job here. He's obviously got some good people. They make some good decisions. And the input is obviously really good. It's just they get it done. They really do get it done, and the Eagles have a great feel for what is going to happen. Just the fact that he knew which teams he had to trade with to get players that he was trying to get, and then once you got past like 16, you knew that your player was likely going to be there. And,
right.
You know, he has a pretty good.
I'm listening to the draft day coverage with Elliot Shores Park, and he's complaining like he didn't like the pick. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Wait, whoa. He didn't like what pick?
He didn't like the pick, the cornerback pick, the Quinion Mitchell.
Hey, listen, I thought it was going to be an offensive lineman or a corner, most likely an offensive lineman, but they couldn't get up far enough to get the offensive lineman. So and the corner is, it was the best player there. And I believe, do I scout them like they do? You can't say it was a bad pick. I mean, it's foolish. How do you know? Whatever. It's just, that's what it is. All right. So who's your worst caller?
All right, King. So,
caller on caller crime today.
I can't stand this guy. I mean, Kenny from the Dirty 30 is such, he's so arrogant and obnoxious.
What is the Dirty 30?
He's a fake celebrity.
dirty 30. Nobody even knows what the dirty 30 is anymore. It's a joke. All right, Dennis. Hey, I appreciate the call.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for the call. All right. I get a text from Rhea. Rhea's busting my, you know what's. She thinks I left out humble. Wait a minute. Hey, I am the way I am. And I try to do what I do. And I don't have to say anything. The callers are going to, they're going to call me names. They're going to rip me. They're going to say good things. They're going to say bad things. But at least they know who the hell I am. It's, can't be around. Well, you can be around this long without accomplishing a lot. But I just feel, I feel lucky that I was able to accomplish what I've accomplished, and I ain't done. I'm not done yet. Not yet. All right, Rhea, I'll put humble in there for you just to make you happy. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll get back to the callers. The worst caller. It's a morning of caller on caller crime. You're missing. There's so many good people that you're missing to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. Great place for the food, the atmosphere, watching the games. It's all good. It's all good. And the question is your worst caller. It's, yeah, it's a morning for caller on caller crime. And the draft, it's a good one. Three picks today in the fourth round, three picks today in the fifth round, and one in the sixth. But you know that's, something's going to happen. There's going to be trades today by the Eagles. There's going to be trades by everybody. It's going to be, again, it's going to be chaos. I'm Howard Eskin. The time now is 9:42. Guess you can't go wrong with the Rolling Stones. By the way, Taylor Swift's about to restart her tour. I'm sure. Can't be enough Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce stories. Can't be enough of those. And I'm being sarcastic when I say that. Hey, listen. Yeah, enjoy each other's company, have a good time, but I don't have to hear about it all the time. Taylor Swift is the biggest and best entertainer in the world today. That's enough. That is enough. I don't need any more. And I like Travis. I know Travis really well. It's just, and I like Taylor Swift because I think she's a really kind person and talented, but enough. It's just, it's crazy, but she's about to restart her her tour. And thanks to a few more people that made donations, Sarge and Ox, thank you for the compliment and thanks for your donation. William Kelly made a donation to my page, which is on Twitter. It's all about raising money for a great cause, and the Eagles Autism Challenge is May 18th and. Stay aware because I'm going to have some really, really great items for auction this week. But that you make a donation, I told you I'm going to give you a shout out. That's what I want to do because I think you're important. Your participation is clearly important to the cause. All right, let's go back to the phones. And Joe, you're on WIP.
Morning, Howard.
Hi.
A couple of quick comments. One regarding the draft. Very happy. It basically had two future starters, the corners, which is great. Two, Rasheed Rice. You heard nothing was going on with him with the, you know, ever since the accident, right? And I don't get it. I just don't get it. Can you explain it to me? I don't know.
Well, sometimes there's things that they know that we don't know that. That don't get out there. I can't explain it to you because what you may hear may not be accurate. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard to say. They do in today's because the back checks, all the checks they do on all these players is so intense. And I know the Eagles do an unbelievable job. And, you know, that's one of the responsibilities of Big Dom is to do, you know, and they have multiple people doing back checks, but Big Dom. I mean, I saw him at the event last Sunday for autism, and these people come pick pictures, autographs. He's actually got somebody put up on his door. It's beautiful. It says Big Dom.
Wow.
But they do. I'm digressing from the question. These teams are so good at doing checks. I can't tell you. I can't answer your question. Not doing the back check.
Well, you're seeing Eagle retirees. Class act on off the field, and that's a big thing. And it just, if you have the God get the ability to play any kind of sport, and it's there for you, and you just kind of like drop it with your fingers, I just don't understand that. But that's one thing. And my pick would be Chuck from Manary.
I was waiting for somebody to throw out Chuck, and Chuck from Manary, I think, is a good one. This is going to be a tough choice. Chuck from Manary. They're all right. You're in the mix, Joe. You're in the mix. A couple things I'm going to take. All right, let me take Andy. Andy, you're up.
Howard, what's the dilly, yo?
Yeah, I mentioned you earlier, Andy.
Yeah, I want to hit on that before I hit the Eagles draft.
All right, you got to make it quick because I'm running out of time. But yeah, that's
all right. I mean, you had so many people, like so many idiots like Brett, a.k.a. Spike, your son, trying to create this drama with A.J. Brown and the Eagles. You know, oh, A.J. doesn't get along with Jalen Hurts. Oh, A.J. is the drama in the locker room, creating all the dissension in the with the whole team. Oh, A.J. is getting traded. You know what, you idiots? If any of that was true, there's no way the Eagles extend A.J. and give him one of the biggest all-time contracts for a wide receiver. Like, sometimes these click idiots just want to get love when they make something out of nothing. Like, I just don't get it.
Okay, let me say this, Andy. There are a lot of idiots. I wouldn't consider my son an idiot, but he just I'll just say, and it's not a criticism, I don't think he was completely informed. And when A.J. Brown called the afternoon show, I'm almost positive he addressed the question about he and Jalen Hurts. Now, you may not want to believe him, but he said it's all fine. So he did address it. And you
he said,
know,
I'm all good. I want to be with the Eagles. I don't want to go anywhere. How much clearer could the man have been?
Yes, he is with the Eagles.
The same guy that's a Knicks and a Sixers fan. Like, I don't get that a little bit.
Well, my son's not a Knicks fan. He was when he was younger, but he's not anymore. Obviously, he's a smart guy because he's accomplished a lot in his career. So, you know, you can't take that away from him. He really has accomplished a lot. And, you know, I love the term that somebody gave him on Twitter, crackhead nympho baby. But he's not that either. He did it on his own. But I love that term that somebody nailed him on Twitter about that. Well, he's not a crackhead and he's not a nympho baby. But whatever. All right, so who's your worst caller, Andy? Some people would say it's you, but who's your worst caller? Andy? You know what? I think there's something wrong with our phones because we've lost a lot of callers today. So we can tell somebody. I think there's something wrong with our, you know, there's some technical problems because I didn't get his. Somebody would have said him. But I think there's something wrong. But whatever. We'll deal with it, I'm sure. We got Phillies baseball, but that's not until tonight. We got the draft this afternoon. Starts at noon. 3 picks in the 4th round. 3 picks in the 5th round and 1 in the 6th. But also, Tuesday, when I'm on with Giulio, this Insider of the Year, you know, it's just, hey, listen, it's a stick. It's a thing. But I'm going to have something to say about that. And I'm not going to do it this morning. I'm going to wait till Tuesday because I've got to think about my approach and what I'm going to do and what I'm going to say, and I'm going to think it through thoroughly. And then Tuesday when I'm on with the Midday guys, with Giulio and Hugh Douglas and Nitwit Kyle Quinn, I'm going to address it on Tuesday. All right, so Ben Kenny doing a great job again today. Ben, we had some good ones in our caller-on-caller crime for the $100 gift certificate to win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. There are some good ones. There was a late entry. Chuck has got to be in the top 3, doesn't he? Herb's in there. But It's your call, so I don't have to listen to these nitwits complain to me.
Oh, I was going to recuse myself as the person who answers the phones. But we can do Captain Cowboy to make the people happy. Right.
Well, I'll tell you what. You can't be totally recused because that's your responsibility. So Captain Cowboy is one of the worst. He is one of the worst, and I haven't heard from him because the Cowboys suck. So he just goes off into the wild blue yonder somewhere. Chuck, you got saved. You got saved, Chuck. A lot of people got saved. All right, so that was
Bob and Delran.
Where was Bob from?
Bob and Delran.
Bob and Delran. Bob, you win the $100 gift certificate to McGurk's. You will enjoy it. You'll enjoy the food, the atmosphere, watching the games, you know, everything about it in Horsham, Fort Washington, Lionville, whichever one you want to go to. So Glenn Mack now and Mike Sielski are next. The draft starts at noon, and we'll have obviously a lot about that. And then Phillies baseball, I believe it's this evening. The game is tonight against San Diego. Phillies get lost in the shuffle, and I understand. Sixers tomorrow. They got to win. Last night's or Thursday night's game means nothing unless they win tomorrow. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you. Next Saturday, and I'm honored, and I will be talking to you as a doctor as well. Everybody, enjoy it. WIP, and the time now is 9:57.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.